From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today, it's singer-songwriter Canyon. She's officially from Connecticut, but has adopted Lancaster as a home away from home and has spent the better part of the past year here working with producer Chad Kinsey on her debut solo album. I had a chance to catch up with Canyon to hear about the progress of the album and her first impressions of Lancaster 4 years ago when she came down to perform at a Launch Music Conference.
I still remember the first time I drove into town. I had the windows down and I was blasting a song, and I was just driving into this beautiful, picturesque, historic town that I had no idea I was gonna be spending so much time in the coming, you know, months and years ahead. But yeah, I had a great initial experience at Launch.
Coming up, it's singer-songwriter Canyon, and it's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program for a look at what's going on in the Lancaster live music scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Lights, Camera, Local. The Lancaster County Community Foundation presents the 5-Minute Film Festival. They're looking for portraits of our diverse and extraordinary community through the eyes of local filmmakers, and that could mean you. The festival is open to anyone, and there is no admission fee. In 5 minutes or less, share a creative or inspiring story about the place we call home and the people that are changing our community for the better. The submission period runs until May 1st, and the winners will be part of the festival at Zotropolis Art House and Theater on June 7th, 8th, 11th, and 12th. Visit lancfound.org for more details about submitting your 5-minute movie, and visit zotropolis.com for details about attending the festival. It's the 5-Minute Film Festival from the Lancaster County Community Foundation. And it's April, and that means it's time for the Launch Music Conference and Festival coming up this week, Thursday, April 17th through Sunday, April 20th. Launch is both a music conference and music festival where literally hundreds of musicians and music industry professionals gather to share ideas and advice about the music business during the day, and then the bands show off their stuff at night at over a dozen venues across Lancaster City. There are a variety of options to choose from for attending the shows, from a VIP wristband that allows access to all events and showcases, to paying at the door to select showcases, to even attending free showcases. All of the details, including a full schedule of performances, can be found at the festival website, launchmusicconference.com. The action starts this Thursday, April 17th. It's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his live music picks for the upcoming month. Along with being an accomplished musician and songwriter, Mike is the marketing and promotions director at Telus 360, a premier live music venue and performance space located just off of Penn Square in downtown Lancaster. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mike McMonagle, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason.
So it's Launch Music Festival Week. You can check out all the details at launchmusicconference.com. But for Mickle time, let's focus on a few other things that are happening around the area.
Yeah, leading into the weekend, over at Telus 360, there's a great performance that I know I've been looking forward to for some time. David Wax Museum is coming to town.
Yes.
And our good friend Dietrich Strauss is going to be opening up that show, playing with as a trio. This trio has Charlie from the Straybirds playing bass, and Dominic Billet playing drums. So a nice little power trio.
From Toy Soldiers. So that's like a an all-star band?
That's what we call that, I think. Dietrich was just in town not too long ago opening for the Straybirds. So it'll be a nice return for him with one of the Straybirds. So
what a great show that was.
It was a little hot in there. But
I think it was the first time that I've been in the big room, you know, since it's been completely converted, sold out, full house. It was just really, the energy was amazing.
It was amazing. And those three, Charlie, you know, Maya and Oliver, they're just fantastic performers. They don't use monitors, which blows my mind. They are their own personal monitors. So they trust the sound guy to project the sound the way they want it. And they do it. So
it's cool.
That was a great show. Moving along to that Saturday, if you don't find yourself at Launch per se, but you're downtown Lancaster, you want to see something new, Live from the Cellar is coming back for a
It's back.
It's been, I don't even know how long, probably close to a year now since Josh last had a performance there.
I think he did one show with Letitia Joy, if I'm not mistaken, a little while ago.
Okay.
But if you exclude that, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, he's definitely been busy. I know playing with Jake Lewis and the Clergy and just life in general, but he's excited to come back. He's got Vinegar Creek constituency playing and this gentleman named Mike McGonigal opening the night up. So,
Mike McGonigal.
That's the way I get away from promoting myself. I just mispronounce my name.
I thought you meant how everybody else always mispronounces
that
it.
That too.
Yeah, I talked to Josh the other morning, and he said he's going to start doing shows again, but more, you know, not as rigid a schedule as he had done them in the past. So we'll definitely be pushing out updates about Live from the Cellar shows here on Around the Wood Stove.
And as always with those shows, an RSVP is required in advance. So if you do feel like coming out, make sure you get in touch with Josh in advance. Provide a link.
Yeah, check out the Facebook page. There's always an email address there that you can send your RSVP to.
So later on, so into the next week on the 22nd of April, back over to Telus 360. We don't usually hit a venue twice, but this is a great series that we just started up. Old Wood, New Sounds.
Incredible what they're doing with this.
Yeah, where the general idea is to bring something like classical music, where it's it is classical music for all intents and purposes, but you know, sometimes people don't go to classical music performances because they don't want to go to a theater. They don't want to have to wear their three-piece suit. They don't have to, you know, all that, whatever, those
the
other
formalities.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly. So we're offering an opportunity to sit down in the pub with, you know, a nice beer in your hand and or a glass of wine. And I believe you went to the last one.
Well, the first show was a clarinet quintet, I guess is what they call it. A quartet and a clarinet doing classical music. And the one thing that Kate Umbel was on the show a couple of weeks back talking about this series, she's the organizer of the series. And one thing she stressed is that it's not just classical music, but it's also new music, which I guess is what they call, you know, that kind of music that is written by living composers or composers from the 20th century.
Okay.
So it's not just all old, you know, Mozart and that sort of thing.
It's new compositions as well.
That's right, right.
Okay.
And this second concert in the three concert series, which you mentioned on the 22nd, that's piano and
voice.
And voice, right. And then there's going to be the Naked Eye Ensemble coming up in May, which is a lot more avant-garde, doing prepared piano work and just some really, really interesting sound. So it's a fantastic series. And that first show drew a really, really nice crowd.
It did.
On, what was it, a Tuesday night?
It was a Tuesday. These are all taking place on Tuesdays.
Well, I think May is Monday. We'll check the date. We'll make sure. But I believe May is Monday as well.
Okay.
But the first two were Tuesday.
Yeah, and as of now, it's a limited series. So the only three were booked. Kind of see how it goes, get that momentum going, and reevaluate it and bring it back in a new way. So Kate has been great to work with, and really has a great vision for the series. So
it's cool stuff in a pub, classical music.
Yeah, why not? And finally, the following Monday. It's funny, but a lot of Monday, Tuesday shows showing up in Lancaster, which is awesome. You know, really spreading the week out. But Monday the 28th, the Scott Pemberton Trio is coming back to the Fridge. These guys are traveling literally across the country. They're from Portland, Oregon, and all the crazy ways that you described the way that Jimi Hendrix played guitar, or the, you know, Scott Pemberton, in my opinion, takes it even a step further. The guy is just a guitar freak, and he doesn't even wear a guitar strap. He just holds the guitar, puts it on a stool sometimes, and taps things out. But these guys, if they don't get you dancing, you should get your you know, pulse checked, because these guys are fantastic performers, and they put on a heck of a show.
And that's such a great series they're doing at the Fridge. Music Mondays, you got to just kind of look out for them, because they're not necessarily on a particular Monday. Mm. The Fridge is closed on Mondays. They open it up special to a couple specialty pizzas. Buy all the beer you want and enjoy some wonderful music in an intimate setting. Music Mondays at the Fridge.
And what's great is that 100% of the ticket money brought in goes to the performer.
That's awesome.
So the house does not take a dime. So it's a great opportunity to experience music in an intimate way, but also to really support the musician directly. There's no other channels that are putting their hand in the pot, so to speak. So
it's great stuff.
Yeah, great series.
Jam-packed once again. Thanks for stopping down, Mike, and filling us in on the Lancaster live music scene. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Find out more about Mike McMonigal on Facebook at facebook.com/Mike McMonigal Music. And check out Telus 360 online at telus360.com. Mike will be back next month with another look at the live music scene in Lancaster.
It's time once again for Playgrounds. Coming up on May 3rd and 4th during Lancaster's Spring Art Walk weekend, Woodstove House presents Playgrounds, theater on site. Produced by Steve Carlson, this exciting theater project will feature three brand new 15-minute plays staged at three outdoor locations in Lancaster City. Showtimes for the event are 11 a.m. or 3 p.m. on Saturday, May 3rd, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 4th. Here's how it works. You, the mobile audience, will gather at the first location at the start of the show. That's at St. James Episcopal Church Cemetery, 119 North Duke Street. There you will watch the first play, From Sir with Love, written by Dr. Amanda Kemp. Then the entire audience will move as a group to the second location at Binns Park to watch the second play, Preoccupation, written by Eric Goldstein. After that, you will walk to Central Market to watch the final play called Market Days, a gastro romance with Busker, written by John Rohrkemper. All three plays are brand new and were written specifically for these Lancaster City locations. Playgrounds is free and open to the public, but you can help make it happen with a donation through our Kickstarter campaign up until April 22nd. Visit woodstovehouse.com and click the banner in the top right corner of the page for more information. And don't miss Playgrounds, theater on site, Saturday, May 3rd at 11 or 3, and Sunday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at St. James Episcopal Church Cemetery. That's at 119 North Duke Street. This event is an official stop for this year's Lancaster Spring Art Walk. Playgrounds is brought to you in part by Two Dudes Painting in Lancaster. You can find them online at twodudes.com.
He's 100 miles high tonight, and he's waiting on the light. Now you've put in your time, but you second guess all that you possess. Little did you know, you're already home, and he's already done for. Never did you think it'd be over in a blink before he even hit the floor. Maybe you're stronger than you know. Maybe you're stronger than you know. Maybe you're stronger than you know. Maybe you're stronger.
Canyon is a Connecticut-based singer-songwriter who has adopted Lancaster as a home away from home, maybe. She spent a lot of time here over the past couple years, and when she's here, she even plays with a Lancaster-based backup band. We get to hear all about it. It's Canyon on Around the Woodstove. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you were on last year at launch, but other than that, this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And I popped in.
Really quickly. Yeah, I was a little shy.
So I'm really glad to get an opportunity to sit down and talk with you, because a lot has happened in that last year.
You're telling me.
12 crazy months, yeah. A whirlwind, and you've got an album that is almost in the can.
Almost done. We're done tracking. We just have to mix and master and duplicate right now.
And that album's been in the works for quite a while. Now, I remember back last summer when you were hanging around in Lancaster quite a bit, and you were talking about making a record, and I think the timeline was August.
Yes, I cringe. I cringe.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up in August. And
No, I think we actually technically started in, I can't remember, but yeah, I think it was supposed to be done in October was when I don't know, I probably told you August, and then I went to October, and then October,
I don't know. You were tracking
November and December.
Yeah, you were tracking in August. I'll give you that. You probably were planning at least a couple of months to mix and master the record. But here we are. Fast forward. We're
9 months later.
We are in April. Yes. This is it's like a child.
Yes, it is.
Nine months later, you're getting ready to go into labor here.
Exactly.
And the record is going to be called Half.
Yes.
Let's talk about first, before we get into the record, we have some clips that we're going to play.
Okay.
And but I would really like to hear, because I'd really like to hear the story of how you came to be a Lancaster honorary resident, because a lot of people think that you're a local artist.
Yes, and when they find out I'm not, they say, "Well, why are you here?" That's the number one question.
It's kind of amazing. I think there are periods of time where you have played here more than local musicians do.
Oh, That's so upsetting.
So that's to take us back to pre-Lancaster Canyon.
Pre-Lancaster Canyon,
and,
okay.
And let's talk about that first experience that you had in our humble little city here in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Well, before I came down here, I was playing a lot of shows in and around Manhattan with my bandmate at the time. We had a duo kind of thing going on. And so we were just playing anywhere and everywhere that would let us play. And everything was great. I was submitting for gigs through Sonic Bids online. And I submitted one day, you know, by chance, just happened to submit for Launch. And we booked it. And that was the first thing that brought us down. And I think I've told you this story before, but I still remember the first time I drove into town. I had the windows down and I was blasting a song, and I was just driving into this beautiful, picturesque, historic town that I had no idea I was going to be spending so much time in the coming, you know, months and years ahead. But yeah, I had a great initial experience at Launch. Had a couple embarrassing things happen with a couple members of the panel at the time that, you know, I still joke about this day. Like, it's a long story, but I did something silly and one of the panel members, like, called me out on it, like, in front of everybody else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I should tell you the story. I slipped a CD, like, I gave it to the front desk to give to, or no, it was a note, I think, with a few songs for one of the panel members. I gave it to the front desk at the hotel. They slipped it under his door, and then he thought that I had been, like, stalking him.
And, oh, my.
Yeah, and then he mentioned it in the panel, and, yeah, we still, luckily, he and I have become friends now, and we will joke about that, but, yeah.
That's cool. How
terrible story.
And for those of you who are kind of new to Launch or this idea, it's a music festival, so it's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. Coming up, actually, when this show drops, it's this week. It's coming up in April here. But it's also, during the day, it's a music conference.
Yes, yeah. There's so a panel of like, you know, lawyers and, you know, fellow musicians or people that are, you know, A&R people, just really good people to hear their insights and opinions on the industry. So.
Right. So oftentimes at these workshops, these panel talks, there are, you know, a couple hundred musicians in the room, and they're up there talking about marketing or talking about how to sell your music through or to TV and film and that sort of thing. And so he called you out in front of the whole.
Literally. I think someone was asking, you know, what's a good way to stand out? And, you know, this one guy said, well, I can tell you a really bad way to do it. And then he proceeds to tell a story. At the time, he thought that I had, like, somehow found out his room number and slipped sure. the note under his door, which
that could have gone the other way though with a different yeah. with a different person. Someone might have thought that was cool.
Well, and that's how I thought it would be because I thought the hotel would just yeah. like tell him, hey, you got a note at the front desk, come pick it up. I didn't know they were gonna take it up to his room and slip it under his door.
That's pretty funny.
But we laugh about it now. At the time, that was my first year at Launch, and I remember just feeling totally mortified and humiliated. And yeah, I felt
but that
like
didn't
crying.
Keep you away from Lancaster.
No, it, apparently not. Apparently not even that can keep me away.
And is this your fourth Launch this year?
Yeah, this is my fourth year coming
okay,
back.
Okay, so that was back in 2010, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
There were some really, really nice weekends. So the one you're talking about must have been one that I'm thinking of where the weather was just perfect.
It was great. Everything was just magical, and we walked around, and I discovered Central Market for the first time, and yeah, it just was this amazing town. I remember my bandmate and I just kind of walking around and saying, "It's perfect. It's, you know, it's perfect America."
Well, that's it's cool because now you came back for subsequent launches, but mm-hmm. take us to last year around this time, which is really the beginning of where you've spent a considerable amount of time in the area.
Yeah.
What drew you back, and what caused you to be here? You know. Practically nonstop.
Practically nonstop. Well, Launch brought me back again. And I think what started happening was because of Launch, I started, you know, just meeting people. And people were inviting me to come down to play shows that weren't a part of Launch.
Right.
So I know I had made other friends that were musicians that were playing showcases either before or after me. And, you know, we would get to talking during Launch from the previous years, and we would keep in touch during the months, you know, afterwards. And a couple of musician friends asked me to come down and, you know, like I played a benefit concert for a little girl who had cancer, and I did a house show. I started just coming down kind of as a destination to play with friends, people that I had started getting to know.
That's cool.
And through that, then I met musicians that were willing to play with me. And then that kind of snowballed into, well, I should just keep coming back. Like, these people are so great. They want to play with me. I want to play with them. I should come record a CD here, you know? So.
And that started in the summer, as we joked earlier, yeah. That, you know, sometime in the middle of last summer, you started making this record with Chad Kinsey, who's a local producer, makes a lot of great music in this town.
Yeah, he's great.
And we're going to get into the album itself and some of the folks who played on the album in just a few minutes. But let's focus on one of the songs that we have a clip from. This is a sneak preview of the upcoming Canyon record. Will be available hopefully very soon by the time this show drops. The song I have is One Way Road. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
This one's a tough one. This would be, I guess, typical in the sense of it's a love song or a lack thereof song. Someone who's yearning and pining for somebody that's not there, whether it's a failed romance or, you know, maybe their lover died or they separated. But it's I think there's a lot of yearning in this song for someone that isn't there, that can't be there. I guess that kind of sums it up.
Let's have a listen to a clip of One Way Road from the upcoming album called Half. This is Canyon. It's Around the Wood Stove.
If you reach around to grab my ribs, won't you find the room? 'Cause I would fit you in, and if I stay awake but pretend to sleep, would you rub my back? Would you comfort me? And if I bit my tongue, would you hear me out? If I hold on long enough, would you finally come round? And if I wear this cross above my heart, would you know I'm true enough to make a new start? 'Cause I'm on a one-way road with a one-way ticket. You've got a one-track mind with not 1 ounce to give, and I had a secret for you, but I guess you'll never know it, 'cause I don't do broken once my eyes are open. And if I came to you, would you let me stay? If I paid for it, would you keep me around?
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Joining me on the program today, it's Canyon, Connecticut-based singer-songwriter who's been spending a lot of time in Lancaster over the past year to record an album with Chad Kinsey at the Upper Room Studio. Canyon, let's talk a little bit about the making of this record. Right now, at the time we're recording this, you're getting ready to mix the record, so you've spent a lot of time tracking it, and I know there have been a host of different musicians kind of coming in and out, so I'd really be interested to hear about, first of all, what it was like working with Chad when you first got into making the record, and then the experience of some of these guest musicians.
Okay. Well, it was great. Working with Chad was really a blessing in a lot of ways, because he has allowed me over the past 9 months to kind of just absorb a lot of knowledge from him. He's been patient with me through the learning process for me, because
that's cool.
There was a lot that I really didn't know. And there was a lot I was upfront with him about in the beginning, saying, you know, I've never mixed before. I I don't know how it is to play with a drummer, like a full kit drummer. Like there were a lot of things I didn't know going into the process. So I definitely tip my hat to him for his patience with that. And it was great. Like, I really like the way he works as far as getting to know, trying to kind of get to know the artist he's working with initially before you even get in the studio, you know, like grabbing drinks and sitting and talking about your vision for the album and kind of coming up with some key words, you know, kind of what we want it to sound like. I think we came up with, we want it to sound lush was one of our key words. And he had some other really good ones. But yeah, just kind of getting on the same page personally first before you delve into the whole creative aspect.
So you're bringing a whole bunch of songs that you've been playing out live and you're bringing them into this, you know, laboratory, if you will, right? Where this guy makes this music. What was that like for you to say, here are these songs, now what do we do?
Well, it's weird because I actually almost, part of me wishes that I would have taken my catalog from playing live and just recorded those songs. Most of the songs on the record actually have never been played live.
Wow.
Most of them, actually, probably a third of the songs I wrote while here in Lancaster working in the studio.
Was that your goal? Like, is that?
No, I didn't know. I initially only started out to record a 5-song EP and then was so inspired while being here. I just kept writing and, you know, I would go back to my little crappy motel room at the end of the day and just write a song and come in the next day and say, what do you think of this? And he'd say, I think we need to work on it and develop it and put it on. So that's part of the reason why the process took longer, because a lot of the songs had to be developed because they are brand new baby songs.
So yeah, you weren't just bringing the band in and doing a couple of rehearsals and going.
Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the people who played on the record then.
Okay.
I'm assuming that this is a roster of Lancaster musicians. Had you performed with the folks who played on the record?
Not all of them. Mostly we ended up just working with musicians that Chad had a good long history of working with before.
Sure.
So we had Mike Bitz, who's very well known in Lancaster, and I love him. He came in to play bass and a lot of the piano that you hear on the album. We had Paul Murr do all of the drums, and we had Cordy Byron do, I think, a couple different electric guitar tracks. We had Leo DeSanto do some guitar.
It's a who's who.
It literally is. And then we had Yolanda Mott play cello on almost every song. We had Dave May play guitar. He has some great backing vocals on a lot of tracks. And then actually we have like the not so hidden track. It's going to be the hidden track, but it's not going to be hidden. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's the 11th track on the album that we're calling the hidden track, even though I'm totally talking about it. So it's not hidden.
Plus when it's online and like on iTunes, it's just right there.
Yeah, exactly. But that will be the quote unquote hidden track that features Taylor Brandt, who plays violin with me. But on this track, he's singing. And it's one of my favorite tracks. It's so different than anything I've done. And when I wrote the song, I wrote it specifically with Taylor in mind, thinking, how could I best showcase his voice? Which when I heard him sing, it floored me.
I don't think I've ever heard him sing.
Most people haven't.
I've seen him play dozens of times. I don't think I've ever heard him sing.
Yeah, I literally wrote this song thinking, how would this best fit his voice if we did it as a duet? So yeah, it'll be the hidden track. It's called Inch.
The completely not hidden.
The totally not hidden. The right.
Even has a name.
Yeah.
Delightful.
It makes no sense.
Let's talk about another one of these songs. This is a sneak preview of the song called Vow.
Okay.
Can you tell me about that one?
This one I had kind of in a back pocket when I came down here. I don't play it out live. And I had kind of written it and forgotten about it and just happened to play it for Chad one day. And it was inspired by just an imaginary story I painted in my head of a troubled girl in a troubled relationship living in the Bronx. And just kind of, yeah, it's literally, I will paint these pictures sometimes of these imaginary characters living imaginary lives, and this is one of those. So it's just, it's a story. You listen to it and it kind of walks you through her story.
You mentioned a few times that that a lot of these tracks you have not played live.
Yeah.
Is that going to change?
Are yes,
we going to
hear absolutely. These? Okay. Yeah, they will. Yeah, of course.
And with the full, I didn't know. And if with the full band or with the full band sound of the record in some cases, mm-hmm. Is that then a foreshadow of what Canyon Live is going to be like?
I'd like to think that every show, depending on who I have playing with me, will be like a different experience. Like there's something to be said about the intimacy of just me and my guitar. That show is part of what I can give. And then there's something to be said about me with one or two friends, like sure. Yolanda on cello and someone on piano. And then there's something to be said about, you know, having a rock and foot stomping show with drums and bass. And, you know, I think every experience is going to be different. But yeah, I never want to lock myself into playing only one way. I'd yeah. like to, yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to this track. Cool. This is Val from the upcoming Canyon record called Half. It's Around a Wood Stove.
He said, I love you like a letter, loving you's a common vowel. He said, I'll learn you like a lesson, the verdict of the jury's out. He said, I'll treat you like the queen you'd always thought you'd never be. He said, I'll always want you most when I think that you don't want me. Ooh, it's such an easy game to play. Do we lose ourselves when we both start to give it away? And so she left him at the drive-in, a city bus to Queens. She thought he wouldn't find her, maybe he would leave her be. But the habit of the sinner is the secondhand smoke of the saint. The corner preacher tried to warn her, but she sold herself to her own. Such an easy game to play.
At the Woodstove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Woodstove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Woodstove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Joining me today on the program is singer-songwriter Canyon. So, Canyon, tell me, what's the future hold for you? Like, okay, so let me put some context around this. We have, when we're recording this show, your record has tracked. And mm-hmm. I know that the immediate future is mixing that record.
Yes.
So what's that, what's going on with that?
Well, it looks like, as of today, I just kind of nailed down all of the details for that. It looks like we'll be mixing up in Stamford, Connecticut, at a studio called Carriage House, or The Carriage House. And my producer here in Lancaster, Chad Kinsey, will be working in conjunction with the engineers up there.
That's really cool.
Yeah, very cool of Chad to be so hands-on. And it looks like we are going to start, you know, in just about like 4 or 5 days and have it done, hopefully, in time for launch. But again, it just really depends on how quickly it goes. So yeah, we'll get that mixed and mastered probably all at Carriage House. And then from there, I honestly, I'm taking it day by day. It's like I'm solving one problem at a time.
Well, let's talk about 5 days from now when the Launch Music Conference starts, at least 5 days from when this podcast is published.
Yeah.
So Launch is sort of your, you know, it's your room, right? It's your place. you're back again. I'm sure you have a couple of showcases this year.
I do.
Why don't you let us know where people can find you on launch weekend here in Lancaster?
Well, on Friday the 18th, Good Friday, I will be playing at TELUS 360, and that's going to be 7:45, it looks like, is our start time for that show. And then on Saturday, we'll be playing the Convention Center Lobby at 8:30.
Cool.
And that's a free show,
and
actually.
These are half-hour showcases.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of bands, of course, descending on Lancaster for launch weekend. It's such a great time.
It's my favorite time.
Yeah, it's a huge, and also, you know, it's always timed perfectly for the weather to really start to break. Even if it's rainy, it's still warm.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, in particular, we need that.
Definitely. We've earned it, I think, all of us.
What else is coming up? Any summer plans? When will we see you back in Lancaster? Any idea?
As for summer plans, I've got a few small festivals on the lineup. I haven't even posted all my shows yet, but I've got some shows already booked a couple months out, and I will literally be playing anywhere and everywhere that will let me play with record in hand all next year.
Well, anybody out there who's interested can follow you out on the webs. So tell us how to find you on the internet.
My website is hellomynameiscanyon.com, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/hellomynameiscanyon.
So that's the handle.
Yeah, that's the easy way to find me, because my name is Canyon and it just seemed to fit.
That works. Well, of course, we'll link up from the show post on the episode for today. So if you're interested in checking out some of those links, you can feel free to go there as well. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come in and chat with me about this new record called Half. It will be out soon. We'll keep you posted on Around the Wood Stove, and just for sharing, you know, your talent with our town. Thank you so much, Canyon.
Thank you.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.